Ethically, of course, to yourself, you are saying, I don't believe this, regarding the justification for terrorism. The purpose behind providing clients with the ethical and cultural information concerning the psychology of terrorism is to move the client from asking why questions to asking how questions. Grief, as you know, has been experienced in many levels as a normal reaction to terrorist actions. And this brings us to tool number two, how to move your clients from why questions to how questions. Why questions are a normal part of this grief recovery process, but as you know, they are just one step along the way. Recovery depends upon, among other things, letting go of the why questions and turning instead to questions that begin with the word how. The hard fact is, when we or our clients experience a major loss, there is no satisfactory answer to questions of why, unless we are ready to say this is a frail world and it is full of flaws and it isn't perfect and life doesn't follow a perfect script. To ask why when a major loss happens is certainly normal, but a vital sign of recovery, as you know, is the emergence of questions beginning with the word how. How can I work through this loss and achieve as full a life as possible? How can I use this experience to help someone else? How can I find meaning in life alone after many years of marriage? Questions beginning with the word how begin with an acknowledgement of the loss that has taken place. They carry with them the unspoken affirmation, I will survive this loss, I will live. A goal you might have in a therapy session is moving your client from questions of why to those of how. After the September 11th terrorist attacks in New York, many were left asking, why is this happening to me? The why questions turned to, how can I put my life back together? How can I carry on as a single parent? How can I return to my job when so many of my fellow workers died in this tragedy? Question number two. The purpose behind providing clients with ethical and cultural information concerning the psychology of terrorism is to do what regarding their grief process?